Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have open phones for him. We are joined by Michael Murphy, who helped put together What in the World Are They Spraying? Excellent film we carry at InfoWarsShop.com on chemtrails. And now the new one just came out, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, they put the film out for free yesterday when it officially was released. It's on YouTube, but they have links there at InfoWars.com if you choose to support the filmmakers who traveled all over the world to make this documentary film. We're going to be breaking it down with him coming up in the next segment. And the biggest thing you can do is support the alternative media. Thomas in Kansas, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm just blown away by how crazy everything's getting.
Tell me about it, man. Hey, I was listening to a long-time listener. Appreciate everything you're doing. And I actually just put your InfoWars.com on my truck, so I'm pretty, you know, stoked about that. But anyhow, my question was, is like, more of a comment, but I was listening to a radio talk show host out of Iowa named Jan Michelson. Have you heard of him?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, he was interviewing a neurosurgeon who had broken down like Paul Ryan's alternative plan to the Affordable Health Care Act. And according to what she was saying, it's not much different than Paul Ryan's plan is not much different than Obamacare. And I thought it was kind of interesting what she was saying. I don't know, you know, the real fine details of it, but
yeah, well, he supported the prescription drug thing. He supported No Child Left Behind, all of it federal takeover. I mean, Paul Ryan is called ultra-conservative nowadays, and he'd be like a Democrat of the, 1970s. I mean, he says he's anti-abortion, and he's against us paying for that, and he's pro-gun, and those are good things. But, I mean, look, they wouldn't be, look, everything that's happening is because the globalists want it. And so, of course, he's not going to be picked unless they're comfortable with him. And he's just there to get conservatives to think Mitt Romney's okay. But then again, what do? Vote for Obama? Well, in a way, if Obama stayed in, we'd probably beat the globalists. Because they would go so far, it would fully wake up people. Now it's going to be sleepy time when Mitt Romney gets in. Sleepy time. All the police state gains, all of it, it'll suddenly be forgotten about. And the Democrats will start talking bad about the police state and wireless wiretapping again. And then I'll be called a liberal by the media. Today I'm called a right winger. Look, all I want is liberty.
And I got one more question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
I was watching the prostitute Decepticon media, Rachel Maddow, and she had like this whole segment on Paul Ryan being a big Ayn Rand fan. And I find that hard to believe, considering he's basically everything kind of Ayn Rand stood out against, you know, concerning many of Paul Ryan's issues now. I mean, it's...
Well, no, look. You know, the head of Rage Against the Machine wears red stars, which has killed more people than the Nazis. You know, that symbol it has been the front of the signet, the logo of the greatest killers in history. They do it because it's seen as cool. Well, with libertarians and constitutionalists, Ayn Rand and all that is seen as cool. So, yes, it's a camouflage that Paul Ryan wears. And then when the left attacks Paul Ryan, people see that and think, well, he must be good. I mean, it's theater, sir.
See, just think of what you're saying. I was going to bring this up. The interesting part about all this is I'm seeing patterns of infiltration among the old Republican Guard into the libertarian, pro-freedom movement.
What's happening is we're the biggest thing in this country now. So they are merging the real Tea Party with the establishment Tea Party. And the polls are attempting to take it over, but the opposite is happening. It's more of a merger. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are here Monday through Friday. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, here in just a few minutes. We're going to go to our guest who hadn't been on in a couple of years since his last film came out with G. Edward Griffin. What in the world are they spraying? And it's available at InfoWarsShop.com, discounted if you want it. But now they have a brand new one, and they love liberty. That's why they put the film out for free this weekend. At YouTube, in conjunction with InfoWars.com, we posted it for free, the entire film, up at InfoWars.com. But we say buy it at InfoWarsShop.com to support us and the filmmakers. Why in the world are they spraying? Not what in the world. They answer that in the first one. Why are they doing it? They have the globalists in here admitting they're doing all this. It's unbelievable. Very powerful film. The two go together to understand the geoengineering, not terraforming because the planet's already habitable, but the geoengineering as the White House science czar John P. Holdren calls it, the same guy that says poison the food and water to sterilize us. We're going to go to him in a minute. But first, you know, I was pointing out earlier that Newsweek's going out of print soon. That when I have been reading a Newsweek at dental offices and places, that I have noticed that there's nothing in them now but big pharma ads and government ads or bank ads that are funded by government taxpayer money. So if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this, or later we'll post the video for radio listeners. Always remember, if you're listening on XM or AM and FM, by tonight or tomorrow, you can always go to the site and find the previous day's show posted to YouTube while it's still letting us do that. They're trying to restrict us right now, and that you can follow along. But we are streaming video right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's a Newsweek from June 4th and 11th. So this is over a month old, actually a couple months old. But I just wanted to show you, Jubilee Gal. And you open it up, there is a AT&T ad. So it's got a few corporate ads in it. British Airways. And then you got Peace Corps that are now doing FEMA Corps. Full-page ad, government. PeaceCorps.gov. Now, that's for overseas. They've now set up FEMA Corps, to be spies and tattletales as part of the rural councils and the rest of it. And you continue here. It's a skin cancer foundation ad. See, drug company ads, you name it. Never, why is everybody getting cancer? It's, oh, we've got a treatment for you. Then it's all about Facebook, a whitewash on why they were going to soak you. Donate the gift of life. Give your organs. Of course, now they found if you go to the hospital hurt, they'll kill you. That's come out. My dad told me that as a physician when I was a kid, and I didn't believe him, even though I believe him on most things. And then later it came out in the news. They were killing people all over the country for their organs. That's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Service Administration. Again, most of the ads, drug companies or government. Continuing. Whitewash on Penn State and that government op. You got one ad for big fans, the trendy fan. Here's another one, Blue Cross Blue Shield, how great Obama healthcare is. You've got all of these big insurance companies and HMOs that are at your service. A bunch of property ads. You've got articles that are the real ads here, propagandizing how great the attack on Syria is, the Al-Qaeda forces. You've got them recycling and claiming they were against the bailout, which they weren't. Here we've got the National Museum, United States Army, armyhistory.org, that's government. You've got Worship the Queen, right there, who is the enemy of our army. Not our army anymore, it's her army. You've got the silent killers, how great the drones are. You've got a USO ad until everyone comes home. I mean, this is what you'd expect in a third world collapsed dictatorship, is you open the major magazine and it's just government ads and drug ads. This is your tax money paying for this. Seton Brain and Spine Institute, so a medical ad. They're soft killing us. A Newsweek ad. Here is another military ad. How great the Department of Defense Veterans Affairs is. Some propaganda just about how they've got the best medical system in the world. Of course, it's one of the worst in the world. But, hey, they've got a full-page ad, so it must not be true. They got an ad about getting rid of people and how, euthanasia is basically wonderful. This is just like what you read in the North. Oh, an ad for Colin Powell. How great he is. Oh, isn't he wonderful? And then you've got another vote for creativity, vote for empowerment, vote for companionship, vote for good. And it's a nonprofit ad. And then you've got a James Bond watch you can get if you're really super trendy. So that's why they're going out of print, because there's nothing but government ads and drug company ads. There you go. Okay, enough of that. I just promised to get to that. Now I want to bring up Michael Murphy to the airwaves because, hey, we told you forever that they know that you get a sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men, threefold increase in women. This is just what's totally admitted. They've known that since the 20s. Massive IQ reduction. It could be upwards of 20 points. if you're drinking sodium fluoride or the different variants of that in your water at one part per million. Most areas have higher than that. Harvard study finds lower IQs. Fluoride lowers IQs. And they go over more than a dozen studies and talk about us being brain damaged. Yeah. Well, let me explain something else. Aluminum's very bad. Barium salts, sulfur dioxide, that's all being sprayed on us. Bill Gates just dumped a bunch over New Mexico a few weeks ago in a big drill. And, you know, you get 10, 15 deaths from West Nile. They act like it's the end of the world. Start spraying all the major cities with pesticide that's been proven to not even really reduce the mosquitoes. This is all part of the bureaucracy where there's this quiet bureaucracy, but it's admitted. It's just most of it's classified. It's admitted. The programs are admitted. The details remain shrouded. Tens of billions, though. It's another form of corporate welfare to spray pesticides, aluminum dioxide, barium salts, stuff on us. And then if you talk about it, you're crazy, even though we have countless clips, and they have them in the films, of weather men and women pointing out, this isn't a normal weather pattern. Jets are up there spraying. Something's going on. We live in a manipulated society. The Russians admit they do it. The Chinese do it. In Dubai, they control the weather. But here, it's admitted, and again, they have the science czar, all of them talking about it, but then exactly what they're doing is still classified. And then they just have articles about how we're crazy because we think they're spraying us. So they had the first film, What in the World Are They Spraying? Now there is a new film put out, directed and produced by Michael J. Murphy, co-produced and edited by Barry Kolosky. I think I'm pronouncing it right. And he joins us now. So we found out what they were spraying. So recap briefly that and then talk about, when we come back from break, why now? You know, they tell us why they're spraying at their own conferences, their own documents, which they think the lowly, you know, subboid Eloy aren't reading. You know, while we're running around watching TV, they're killing us and laughing about it. So good to have you with us, Mr. Murphy.
Oh, great to be on. And Alex, thanks again for covering this. Really excited that you're partnering, working with us, and getting this message out to people. We, those of us who have been researching this, we believe there's been no greater assault on the planet than chemtrail geoengineering programs. So thanks again.
Well, it's good to have you here with us. We're going to do a different phone line when we go to break with you because this one's breaking up a bit. But from your last film, break down the findings of what in the world they're spraying. Then we'll come back with why in the world are they spraying.
You got it. And since we've released the first film, hundreds of brain tests now are coming in from around the people, from around the world. People have been taking brain tests. They're a very good indicator of atmospheric contamination. And what people are finding are massive quantities of what's now being called the chemtrail geoengineering footprint of aluminum, barium, and strontium. These metals match a number of geoengineering patents that have been designed to specifically spray these metals into our sky. They match what geoengineers state they want to spray, but deny that they're spraying. And then what we see in the sky on a daily basis in terms of these long white trails that do not dissipate, they actually spread out, and block our sun, is the stated goal of geoengineers. We now have an issue called global dimming. The Earth is now receiving 20% less sun than it did just a couple of decades ago. And again, that's a stated consequence of geoengineering. So that's what we're finding in the rain, which is very toxic to both human health and ecology. But there are a bunch of consequences, obviously, with this. We covered some of them in the first film. And what we're seeing in terms of these consequences that geoengineers are very open about, they're all coming to fruition. So hopefully we'll get into that during the interview today.
You know, that's the funny thing. The media makes fun of people, and we've done FOIA requests, or others have, and we've seen, you know, the threat fusion centers. We've seen the threat fusion centers sit there and make jokes about people that think planes are spraying, but then it's all going on. I mean, this is a government that's killed our military, killed foster children, and spraying test and radiation test, and then now they admit giant programs that are classified. And then we're supposed to just sit here and let them do this. And clearly, the aluminum's going up in the soil, but Monsanto's got the aluminum-resistant crops they can make money off of. Clearly, aluminum is increasing neurological disorders. That's only one small part of the program. They can weather weapon us and then say, oh, look, it's global warming. Pay Lord Rothschild trillions and he'll fix everything. We'll be back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems.
Michael Murphy is our guest, filmmaker. Why in the world are they spraying? first film? What in the world are they spraying? They're both important questions. What are they spraying? Other question. Why are they spraying? And there's the weather weaponization factor. We know our weather is the most manipulated in the world. More money, more ground antennas, more aircraft, massive program, HARPs involved. And that's all in the patents. It's all in the admissions, the billions a year spent. But if you criticize it, they just laugh at you and say it doesn't exist, even as they have public forums bragging about what they're doing to us. And that's why Michael Murphy, who was on a hotel line, he's on a cell, it's a little bit better, joins us from Sacramento, California, up from Los Angeles, because they're there handing out copies of Why in the World Are They Spraying to the entire legislature, which is an effective thing to do. You're putting them on notice that the feds, under the Department of Energy and others, are doing this. They also have got patents for 50 years or more, standardizing, having it added to the jet fuel, dispersed through the engines. They have other direct spray. But dealing with weather modification, Michael, you know, a big part of it that's admitted is the ground-based antenna arrays that are interacting with what's being sprayed. So let's get into it right now. Why are they spraying?
There are a number of agendas associated with these programs. Weather control appears to be the number one agenda. And since we released the first film, many people were asking that question. So I met up with meteorologist, former 20-year weatherman Scott Stevens, who's been researching this. And what we noticed, ahead of storm fronts, whether it's 500, 700 miles, 24 to 72 hours ahead of these storms, very intense rain, you get these thick canopies. Those are the days when you have burning eyes, irritability, dry mouth, you know, a lot of the symptoms. Anyways, what we learned, and you had mentioned something, we interviewed Dr. Nick Begich, who is the leading HARP expert. Through the use of aluminum, of course, geoengineers are stating that aluminum's reflective, it's very light, and it will reflect sun away from Earth. Now, what we found, that is true, and it will cool the planet temporarily, regionally. Now studies have come in, university studies, NASA studies, not that I totally trust NASA, but they indicate that putting aerosols, yes, will cool the planet, again, regionally, but they will create an overall warming of the planet because at night, they act as a blanket and they trap heat. We've seen a great increase in nighttime highs in the past 10 to 15 years when these programs have been really ramped up. What we found out about aluminum, it's a very effective conductor in our sky. So when they build this canopy of aluminum through, again, the use of HARP and other technologies, they can actually heat the atmosphere, real similar to putting something in your microwave. The molecules will vibrate, they'll heat. And when an atmosphere heats, it actually raises, and it creates a low-pressure vacuum and it enables certain corporations to steer storms into certain regions, or the case of this summer, especially here in the U.S., out of certain regions. Now, the science is very basic as well. What we learned, and I went back into the geoengineering case, spent several hours listening to them, we learned that one of the consequences is disrupted weather patterns. Drought is a consequence of geoengineering. A couple of reasons. When they spray these aerosols into our sky, and if you look off of the coast, this summer we have a complete aerosol coverage every day all the way from the equator up to the North Pole. Why are they doing this? Well,
and by the way, as you know, they even have the NASA photos showing, and not even regular plane routes, the lines off the coast. Every time there's a system to block it, they admit now the Earth was 20%, now it's 30% darker. And they say, oh, the jet trails are doing it, but they don't add that stuff's being added. So they're blocking the jet stream and all that water and the lower atmosphere trade winds bringing water into the U.S. We are under attack.
You got it. And those aerosols are preventing the sun, in the case of this summer, from hitting the ocean, which is preventing the normal evaporation, the water that does evaporate. And geoengineers are open about this. The particles act as what's called cloud condensation nuclei. So instead of the water evaporating, combining with other water molecules, and eventually condensing and falling as rain, they condense on this aluminum, barium, other particulates that they're spraying.
All right, stay there. Your phone's really bad, so I'm going to come back. We're going to find out when you can do video, Skype. Next week, because I want to get you on maybe even for an hour and a half. But this is just too important a subject to hammer like this. And we'll just go to phone calls and cover news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, my friends, Michael Murphy's new film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? A compliment to the original film. What in the World Are They Spraying? Is a very important documentary because we are seeing weather patterns that are abnormal. The very groups doing the spraying are the ones saying they want to take over our society because of worsening weather patterns, and if we would just pay them for carbon dioxide, they would make everything okay. We're being held hostage. They're playing God. This is how out of control the national security state has gotten. And our guest has gone to different forums and events with the globalists, where they're publicly bragging their engineering. We know they are. His phone is just bad, and I don't like doing interviews on crackly cell phones. Does not translate well to our AM and FM affiliates. We don't even like regular phone lines now. We try to do audio Skype or video Skype or other systems, ISDN lines, you name it. Most radio shows just have hammered audio. We try to give you high-quality guests. So we're going to finish up with 5 minutes with our guest and have him back up next week or maybe later this week for a full hour as soon as he can get to a good place with good internet. And we'll go to all the callers. I got a bunch of news here. Now, Hillary ordered Bin Laden killed. I mean, they've changed this story so many times. It's a joke. We're going to be getting into that. A lot of breaking news right now and your phone calls. I briefly wanted to plug a couple things here. We have launched InfoWarsTeam.com is a great website, but it's also got the distributor angle. You can sign up there and get discounts on all the longevity products, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Pollen Burst Plus, the key proprietary blend of essential fatty acids, all of it there at InfoWarsTeam.com. But we designed a site with the longevity folks and MZ's people who also design InfoWars Team that I think is even better. And it's more around the great products themselves. You can also sign up there and be a distributor. It's $10 and then get discounts. And there's a phone number there if you have any questions. On the whole line, the whole giant catalog, everything offered by longevity at discounts right now at a new website, InfoWarsHealth.com. We'll get a link at InfoWarsTeam.com to InfoWarsHealth.com. Again, that's InfoWarsHealth.com is available for everybody online now. And the whole product catalog is right there for you. But also join the InfoWars team. Reorder. You can get discounts and get free shipping when you do the auto ship. And a lot of different discounts that we offer at InfoWarsTeam.com, but also InfoWarsHealth.com. Going back to Michael Murphy. Michael, look, let's just hit this key point now. We're seeing all sorts of weird weather patterns. You've got weather meteorologists in your films breaking down, you know, this is weather manipulation. They're spraying something. We know this is going on. The antennas on the ground, the stuff in the air. And then, as you said, you go to these events and it shows them bragging what they're doing. And then the water's not coming into the coast. And they're shutting off water at Klamath Falls that is available. And they're paying to move General Motors overseas. And they want carbon taxes on us that won't be on China and India and Mexico. I mean, the clear policy is destroy America. What is the goal there? You mean in 5 minutes, break down the keys that you cover in this new film.
A couple of things. And geoengineers have denied that these programs have been started, but I've spoken to many scientists. Geoengineering can be used to control and corporatize the weather. First time I heard about that, I said, why would somebody want to control our weather? And it was explained to me. Militaries have been interested for several years about controlling our weather. It gives them a battlefield advantage. There was actually an Edmonds Treaty back in the 70s prohibiting the military from using this against other countries in wartime. There is an exemption allowed. Countries can use this technology above their own soil. And because weather can be manipulated from thousands of miles away, it's a very effective tool to be used. So that exemption allows them to use this. What we found in the film was totally shocking. We found a monetary interest as well as a GMO seed interest, which you explained, the monetary interest. Weather is being traded at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So we went to Chicago, interviewed a trader, and what we found was shocking. Corporations, individuals are essentially betting on the weather. They're betting that there will be droughts or excess moisture in certain seasons. And through the use of these derivatives, they can literally make billions of dollars through predicting weather. So a lot of people think our weather is not predictable, essentially a long-term investment. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Not everybody who's involved in these derivatives are in the know, but certain individuals are that are linked into the multinational corporations. And if you have the playbook, you cannot lose. Every commodity is driven by predictability of weather. Those who invested in corn this year are literally making billions and billions of dollars at the expense of every living thing on the planet. Food prices are going to go up over 30% here.
And more importantly, it's allowing them, after betting and knowing where it would go, to consolidate and buy everything up and use food as a weapon. That's what these guys are doing.
Well, that is the main goal of this, and it goes deeper. So money is just an avenue to get what they want. What these programs enable them to do, because they control where water goes, where it doesn't, it's a very effective tool for Agenda 21. In the case of this summer, which we amazingly spoke about the film, drought, again, is what geoengineers say is a consequence of their programs. Corporations make a ton of money about drought, but what we found was this seed by Monsanto, and it addresses abiotic stress. What is abiotic stress? It's everything that geoengineering creates. It's the drought conditions. it's heavy metal contamination. These particles fall into our soil and essentially sterilize our soil. We have ecosystems now around the world collapsing. Farmers that we interviewed in the film have seen between a 60 and 70% decline in their ability to grow natural organic food. Things are dying. So that forces farmers, when they start losing their crops, to do two things. They can sell it, and there's a company now owned by George Soros. He's buying up the farmland at pennies on the dollar. Very effective tool for meeting Agenda 21 objectives. And the other area that they can go is into these new abiotic stress resistant genetically modified seeds, which have been designed by Monsanto. This is a corporate takeover of natural systems. Monsanto, through the Obama administration, expressed their interest in going into Africa. Amazingly enough, geoengineered states, if we start our programs, which obviously they have, we will get droughts in Africa and Asia. We have a solution, they're stating, Monsanto, and they've expressed their interest in completely corporatizing that. And I'm going through, you know, the entire film in about 5 minutes. But, Alex, this is so insidious. And one name I have to say it because I am just burning up. It is, many of us know him as Bill Gates. Bill Gates now is on public record funding geoengineering programs. Geoengineering programs destroys our soil and makes it impossible for people to grow natural organic foods. Bill Gates also invests in Monsanto. He is making not only a ton of money. What they're doing is attempting to usurp the authority of God or the authority of nature.
That's right. They are playing God, creating a monopoly, use food as a weapon. State Department Memorandum 200 is their licensure to engage in this. And the magnitude of this is so huge. What I want to do is I want to get you on next week when you can do Skype, because this interview crept up on me anyways. I watched your film last week and was blown away by it. I think it's probably even better than the last one. It's more hardcore because I knew the stuff that's in this film. When you made the last one, you guys just kind of ease into it. This stuff's really hiding in plain view. What you're saying is not your opinion. He's getting taxpayer money to then go spray the United States and play God. They're doing it in other parts of the world. The film in hard copy is available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or linked through at InfoWars.com. But you guys know there's no future if we don't beat them. That's why you put the film out for free on YouTube this weekend. And you can just go. In fact, I'm going to have Don, one of our writers and web guys, because it was up over the weekend. I'll have him repost it as the top story right now here in the next 5 minutes. Yeah, just ask Don to repost what in the world or why in the world are they spraying the new one up on InfoWars.com. It was already on the front page Saturday and Sunday. I want to have it the top story right now so everybody can get it for free. And then if you think it's important and want to have a hard copy they can't remove off YouTube, be sure and download it off there and keep it, but also get the high-quality DVD. It's a very powerful film, and again, let's do an hour. Let's do an hour and a half, since I'm cutting you short here because of problems, because I really want people to hear this in clarity. And you should give us like 10 exhibits, maybe tell one of the guys, you know, send maybe Rob Dew or, you know, the head of the Nightly News, a clip sheet off what we ought to grab out that you want to mention, and we'll play clips on the air of it. I think that's really the way to cover this, because I don't want to just talk about this and we kind of move on. This is really happening. And just like they're putting all the cancer viruses in the vaccines and the GMOs changing our gut flora, Bill Gates is all invested in that. This is the total globalist program. And at every level, they're invested in it. They're doing it not just to make money, but to take over. So thank you so much for spending time with us, Michael Murphy. Why in the world are they spraying? Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Alex, appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you so much. We love you. Up the great work, and I look forward to expanding on a lot of these issues next week.
Have yeah, you bet. Day. I mean, you travel around. You guys are always traveling around. You want to come to Austin? You want to fly out here? I can't afford to pay for the ticket.
You know what? If we could get a screening, because we encourage, I do a couple of things. We encourage people around the world to do screenings, and I'd love to speak at a screening. We also, because the DVD is available for free, we encourage people to make copies and hand out for free. We're here in Sacramento. At the Capitol today, we just released the film. We've got over 100 free DVDs. We're bringing them to our state legislators. So if we can plan some activism into this event, I would love to come out
Sure, sure. Well, just if you're ever in Austin, come in the studio. But we'll just video Skype when you get to a place with good internet and a good computer. We'll test it the day before, and then we'll get you on. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, let's jam in some phone calls here, and then we'll come back from break and hit the news. There's a whole bunch of it here. I haven't even really talked about Homeland Security spying on Infowars.com. I woke up Saturday morning and saw news headlines, not on my website, other places, where one of our listeners did a FOIA request and found Homeland Security threat fusion centers watching Infowars.com. Well, really, that's a no-brainer. But you just get a mindset into, what does the V for victory mean? Well, is he going to attack us? And then they sit there and say, he claims it was used by the French resistance. I don't claim anything. And it's just, it's written in like a five-year-old level. And, he claims there's a global government. Really, I claim it? I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. But I wish you guys would watch the government white slavery rings and stop that. And then I always get idiot comments going, what about black slaves? Or white slavery means sex slavery, folks. It has nothing to do with skin color. This former Marine was picked up by the feds over Facebook post about 911. And there he is, family shot video of it. They took him to the mental institution because he said 9/11 was an inside job and that a revolution was coming. What, are you going to arrest the Queensryche? Because they have a song, revolution coming, revolution coming. But they got him in the mental institution now, like the old Soviet Union. That's Business Insider. Anyways, I always say I'm going to go to your calls, and I start covering the news right away. Let's talk to Real Caged. You're on the air. Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Answering the question that was posed by the documentary, you have to have an understanding of the term scorched earth. Scorched earth is an umbrella policy which contains geoengineering, 9/11, globalism in general, genetic mutation, Monsanto. And what all these have in common is the fact that they're all biblical in nature.
That's right. And I mean, just to back you up, it's called full spectrum dominance or full spectrum scorched earth. The globalists call it that. They are attacking us, poisoning us, while giving themselves treatments and cures, and then posing as the saviors, consolidating the economy as they herd us. It's kind of like ancient man chasing after woolly mammoths and running them off a cliff through fear. They're running us off the cliff so they can societally pick our bones. And they are murdering all of us. Yes, go ahead.
You spoke earlier also of Paul Ryan in a semi-positive light. Now, knowing all that we know, okay, I want to give you the opportunity to substantiate your comments based on his abortion rhetoric and his pro-gun rhetoric. You followed later speaking that you're not going to hold back anymore. And in my opinion, that if you choose between Ball and Moloch, you're still part of the 9/11 beat. So go ahead. I'll let you take it from there.
Hold on, because I specifically want to hear what you have to say on this subject. I'm saying that I was actually looking at it from the perspective of what does it mean, not supporting anybody, but what does it mean that they're getting ready to throw Obama under the bus politically? That's because he's already gotten as much as he can in a power grab for the globalists, and now they want to act like all the bad was Obama so that the anger dissipates. So I was saying if Obama stayed in, you'd probably see the New World Order thrown out because it would be so over the top. The system wants to put a Romney in because people will go back to sleep. I was simply saying, what do you do morally when I could say the difference between Romney and Obama is basically nothing. With Paul Ryan, he has been anti-abortion and he has been pro-gun at a time that other Republican leaders are calling for gun restrictions. So I'm saying, what is your view of that? I was actually throwing that out for callers.
My view is that having an understanding of the things we talk about, we have to come to a consensus that there is no lesser of two evils. We have to stand for what we believe in, talk about it every day. Quit talking about these non-issues. We know Ryan Romney is a non-issue. We know Obama what he is. We have to look to the future, and I believe that without Jesus Christ and us having faith in Jesus Christ, there is no other outlet to survival.
No, listen, I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. The problem is finding Jesus, because you don't find him in these devil churches that are 501c3 government run, telling you each week to worship government and do whatever it says, and actually bad-mouthing the Christians in Rome who got thrown to the lions. I mean, they teach that on TV now. So I can't sit here and say, go, Jesus is going to save you, because people will just go run to the churches that are literally run by the New World Order. So I have to qualify it when I talk about it. You know, in the Bible, clearly, I'm not going to start preaching here, but this is key. Jesus says, when they say, hey, you know, God gave us the understanding that you're his son, he says, I'll build my foundation, my keel on this, that God, Jesus, is in you, not through some preacher. Well, they spin it and then say, oh, no, you know, the rock is built on Peter, so that the church can put itself between you and God, just like the Pharisees did, and you're back to square one.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Inside. revolution was coming. They came and grabbed him. It's a pretty big national story. They took him directly to John Randolph Psychiatric Hospital in Hopewell, Virginia. As everybody knows, the government never stages a terror attack. They need to arrest the London Guardian writers who were reporting on a declassified false flag attack plans. Maybe arrest anybody who doesn't love their government and take all their shots. You know, I get what the last caller was discussing. I mean, there's geoengineering going on. They're poisoning the food and the water. They're giving us GMO that sterilizes all the rodents they feed it to. Every disease is skyrocketing. We're being killed, and we're discussing Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney. Yeah, exactly. Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, I'll guarantee you, don't even know about the whole agenda. They won't even be told about it until they're actually sworn in. But it's so massive that all of this really is window dressing. But, you know, I do talk about some parochial issues because general talk radio listeners on XM and over 100 stations, and they're not going to fully, you know, every day just talk about the chemtrails and the cancer viruses and the... Again, if I'm guilty of anything, it's holding back. I mean, I'll be honest with you. People think I'm exaggerating or fear-mongering. They have no idea. I mean, it's the globalists. That's why they leave me on air, is because they've got a giant program that they're killing us. It's all under national security, and it's just off the chart. It's like it's all rearranging deck chairs. They're so committed. They're underground bases. They're COG. The public's so dumbed down. I mean, and it's not like I even consciously hold back. It's how do you sit here and hammer the full magnitude of this? That's why it's so stupid when a cop pulls you over and says, "Mind if I search the car for guns or drugs?" First thing I say is, "Well, you know full well guns aren't illegal in Texas, and you know full well you just ran my license plate while I sat here for 5 minutes." And number two, I don't use products shipped in by the government. In fact, I meant to play a little G.I. Joe clip, the old G.I. Joe intro, where it's like fighting Cobra who wants global domination. Cobra is who might as well run our government. And all the weird stuff, I remember that cartoon as a kid that Cobra was doing is actually what the globalists are doing. And I realized it's all was predictive programming. Just to condition us so that people's brains had already been accustomed to something so you'd be acclimated to it when it happened. And people who don't understand propaganda would say, well, but Cobra's in a bad light. It doesn't matter. Even though something's shown to you in a bad light, when it really happens 30 years later, you are more comfortable with it and your mind expected it to come. It's like making a friend of death. You're not as afraid of it. Well, the shoe goes the other way. The other foot, where they can bombard us with bad things in an entertainment light, and then people can't respond to it when it really happens. It's like violence on TV desensitizes people where they don't care anymore. They can watch their neighbor hit by a car, bleed to death for 30 minutes, and, oh, they don't want to miss the gym. They'll let somebody else take care of Ralph out there bleeding to death. And we're in a trance. We are. We're in a Matrix science fiction movie. I mean, we're not in pods. The programming's through our eyes and our brain giving us a false reality, though. I mean, yeah, it's Matrix level. I don't know what you say to a Matrix. That's why I'm not even worried about them killing me. Because it's so beyond that. It's so surreal how crazy reality really is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
Kator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.